For college students, the first 6 weeks at school tend to be the most dangerous time for sexual assault. Students are anxious, they may be drinking more, and many may be struggling to navigate the sexualized hookup culture that permeates many campuses. As VPR's Nina Keck reports, it's something author and sex educator Cindy Pierce says parents and students need to talk more about. And a quick note, this report does contain discussion of some sexual terms.
Cindy Pierce admits she never set out to be an expert on sex.
I was late to the game in sex. That's what's so funny. I was the last person to have it, and the fact that I've written 3 books about it is absolutely hilarious to anyone who grew up with me.
Pierce taught school in Vermont for more than a decade and has a master's degree in education. But she says it's her experience doing stand-up comedy that's enabled her to get up in front of students and ask them questions like how much porn they watch, how they talk with their partners about sexually transmitted infections, how much they masturbate, and what they know about female orgasms.
Being a comic storyteller makes it so much easier to address these topics and makes it more palatable for kids, especially coming from someone who looks like their mom.
Pierce points to her no-nonsense gray hair and smiles.
So they're a little confused, like, who's this lady? She's like kind of like my mom, but she's talking about all sorts of things very graphically and very honestly. So comic storytelling, it just eases the awkwardness, for sure.
Her work with college students began 14 years ago when her niece asked her to come talk to her sorority at Dartmouth.
And here were these powerful, great, smart, tuned-in women. I kind of told a few stories, expected they hadn't understood. They have the internet, I thought. These kids are all set. They don't need really any information. And I was alarmed by the lack of knowledge that was in that group. And they were very honest because it was an all-women's group. And they just said, look, we've got some questions. And the questions blew my mind. And I thought,
Not long after, she spoke to a fraternity. The questions, she says, went on for 2 hours.
And the questions is where I learned the most about what's going on with students. So that led to more going to more colleges and speaking with more students.
Which prompted her to write Sex, College, and Social Media, a book that came out last year that she says tries to answer many of those questions. Pierce says what's amazed her is how grateful students tell her they are to talk about this stuff. Because she says many admit to feeling lost and confused when it comes to hooking up, a term that Pierce says can mean pretty much anything.
There is this weird juxtaposition of we want to keep it casual, it's no big deal, yet we crave the intimacy. And that's the frustrating part. If I heard from college students that they were emotionally and sexually fulfilled in the hookup culture, I wouldn't be doing this work.
Pierce says parents want their children to form healthy relationships and have fulfilling sex lives, but talking about how to get there is awkward. So many parents simply avoid the conversation and assume their kids will figure it out. Unfortunately, says Pierce, many kids are relying on porn to do that.
During my talks, one of the most common things guys talk to me about is how they feel confused about the reality of their sexual, heterosexual experiences and what they see in porn. And they can't make that, they can't reconcile those things.
She says porn causes a lot of problems because it skews expectations about how sex and relationships should be and how bodies should look. Pierce says porn also objectifies women, includes a lot of violence, and glorifies rape. So she says it's important to talk about it with your kids so they can understand how it's misleading. And do it soon.
The average age a boy in the U.S. is seeing porn for the first time is at 9 years old. And it starts with, I've heard a word or something interests me, and they type it into the computer, and that search leads very quickly, and the porn industry has set it up that way.
Besides encouraging students to think twice about porn, she says the biggest lesson she tries to get across is the need to slow down, pick your partners carefully, and communicate. Not all college students are having sex. Many are abstaining, says Pierce. But if two people are going to hook up, she says they need to be able to talk to each other about contraception, condoms, consent, and pleasure.
I say, if you can't talk about these 4 things with your partner, get your pants back on.
And it doesn't have to be complicated.
What it needs to be is that okay? Are you comfortable with this? Does that feel good? Is this working for you? It's asking questions.
And if it doesn't feel good or you don't want to do something, speak up, says Pierce. It doesn't mean you're not a nice person. She admits these kinds of conversations may be uncomfortable at first, but with 1 in 4 women and 1 in 16 men sexually assaulted during college, Cindy Pierce says it's worth the effort to practice. For VPR News, I'm Nina Kack.